BSU men's hockey team, as I mentioned, traveling to Ferris State this weekend to take on the Bulldogs. Their head coach, Bob Daniels, now joining us here on the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline. Bob, thanks so much for your time.
No, it's good to be on. Thank you.
Bob, you're a 500 hockey team right now. Looking at your roster, though, I see a lot of new names, and I'm not seeing a bunch of your now graduated studs from a past few couple of years. How much of the first 2 months has been spent just getting used to your new team?
You know, to an extent, yes. Probably like any team where you're 500, you look at it, there's moments there where you say, you know what, I think we got a chance to be pretty good, and there's other times where you're really frustrated. So I think we've gotten comfortable with our personnel and where we're at, like in terms of lines and so forth. What we're not necessarily comfortable is our consistency and performance, our consistency and effort. And, you know, it's a work in progress and something, you know, that we're hoping to get to sooner rather than later. And I don't just grade that out by our results necessarily. I grade it out by our performance where, you know, one night will look really good and I think, okay, this will be the catalyst. This will give us the confidence that we need to have another good performance tomorrow night. And then the next night, it's going to be incompetent. We just look comfortable. And, you know, so it's been a consistency and effort and performance. And, you know, it's something that we're, you know, again, we may just be a 500 team, but I'd like to think that we could be more.
Well, how much of your past success carries over to this year?
To an extent, it does. I think a little bit of that was lost last year in the fact that, once again, it was a team that we were two games under 500. So now some of the past success is starting to look quite a distance in the rearview mirror. And I think we're in need of some success. And don't get me wrong, we're getting, you know, the guys are trying. There's a good smell about this team. There's good care factor about this team. So I'm positive in that regard. It's just, we've got, it's not quite there. We haven't matured enough as a team to be able to be consistent one night to the next and say, okay, this is a team we 95% sure is going to show up the next night. And, you know, when we get to that point, then I'll feel pretty good about where we're at as a team.
Well, you've played Michigan Tech already four times this season. You've split with them. Are those two wins your best games so far this year?
That, and, you know, we split with Minnesota State. It's funny, our first six conference games we played four with Michigan Tech and two with Minnesota State. So we came out of that at 3-3. We felt pretty good, but we found a way to consistently be a 500 team. And it doesn't seem to matter if we're at home, we're on the road, if we're playing what you would look at, say maybe that's one of the top 15 teams in the country, or if we're playing what you would consider to be the bottom 15 team in the country. Nothing seems to really matter. We just gravitate around 500.
Well, your special teams aren't great. Not bad, not great. If you can get those numbers up to a point of great, how many more wins would you have?
You know what? That's a really, and more than anything, I think the change in personnel has probably affected our penalty kill maybe more than anything else. The power play, though, we should have a better power play than what we have. I think our penalty kill will continue to grow. As you know, we've introduced a lot of new people into it over the last little bit, but our power play, we've got experienced guys on it. We should be way more advanced than what we are, and it's really a point of frustration for us. So that's the number there where you know, I could say at least a couple more wins if our power play, you know, we're up to where we feel it should be. And you know, obviously, we look at the Michigan and we're envious of where the power play and penalty kill is at, and we'd love to have those numbers. So, you know, that's something that there's room for growth, certainly, on the power play.
Well, Bob, you've been to the Final Five 2 years in a row. You've also played on national TV 2 years in a row at the Final Five. Does that help with recruiting?
No, I think it does, and I think, you know, there's still enough success in the recent past here that it does help our recruiting, without a doubt. But this is a tough league. You know, Brian, it is a really tough league. And maybe a year ago, you know, or 2 years ago, you could look at Huntsville and say, okay, they're getting better. But, you know, realistically, we should take points. It's not that way anymore. There is no one that we go and play. So we need to continue to recruit well just to keep up with everybody else in this conference. But You know, you look around, all the programs are well coached. They have good players. It's, you know, part of the reason I think, you know, a lot of teams are hovering around 500 is for the fact that it is a very, very difficult conference, and there's really no matchups you can go into and say, well, boy, I expect this out of that series. It never seems to come to fruition.
Well, what or who is your best attribute right now?
Well, I'd say, you know, maybe not necessarily best attribute, but I would say, you know, two freshmen that have come in and had an impact. One is Darren Smith, the goaltender, has exceeded our expectations to this point. So that's such a positive. And being a goalie, they have such a bearing on the outcome of games. So we've been very happy with what he's brought and pleasantly surprised. And then Corey Mack and another freshman, although he's been a little bit quiet as of late, it looks to me like he's going to be a name player for 4 years for us. And so those are areas we're really happy with. We're getting some good play out of a couple defensemen that really didn't see a ton of ice time last year, and Tyler Duranis and Zach Doerr, who are both playing very well for us. So there's some real bright spots there, and some areas where we still think we're leaving a little bit on the table.
Well, BSU has played well and hasn't been rewarded, well, until last week. What concerns you the most about BSU this weekend?
Well, you know, start with the specialty teams. It's the mirror opposite of us and our mirror image, if you will. And, you know, you look at the Fitzgerald, he's having a great year. And goaltending, you know, and this is all coming off of me looking at stats, and so they can't get a full read off of that, but it looks like maybe early in the year the goaltending wasn't consistent, and it looks like it's more consistent now. You look at the numbers, they're drastically outshooting their opponents. They've had a very challenging schedule themselves, and if you look at the shots on goal, you say to yourself, boy, that's a team that realistically probably should have won a lot more games. And so we know we have a high amount of respect for them. God, we've played them a ton over the years, it seems like, and we know they're very well coached. And you know, Tom does a terrific job, his entire staff does. So, but if I had to say, you know, one area that really has got our attention, and that's the performance of their special teams.
Bob, thanks so much for your time. Schultze, we'll see you this weekend.
Thank you.